This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
When we do our greetings or salutations, note what day it is and see you tomorrow or talk to you tomorrow or how quickly the week goes. Friday has found us, Kara, 17th of May. It's nap day, it's nap time, all that good stuff that collects during the week. We have a chance to eliminate all those things from our bodies because the weekend is about to begin. And for those of you who need a minute or two to take your whatever vitamins you're taking or catch your breath from all the activities of the week, okay, we'll give you that. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. All right, you've had time. Your breath time is up. Jennifer, you're going to go for it, right?
My breath time is up?
Breath. That wasn't for you. I was the audience taking a deep breath.
Oh, taking a breath.
For you.
I get it now. See, still a little slow, but now I totally understand. Totally. All right. So, I guess we're back at talking about immigration again because this week a lot of focus on that. Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, released a plan on Wednesday, and his plan, he thinks he can get bipartisan support for. Just to recap that, since we've talked about it, it would basically do three things. It would hire more immigration court judges so that it would speed up that caseload. It would also de-incentivize people from bringing kids into this country and getting automatic citizenship. So instead of allowing a 20-day hold on families, that hold would be moved up to 100 days, although he said 60 would be acceptable too, but I guess you got to start somewhere. And then allowing people to actually apply for asylum before they get to our border, so they could apply for asylum in their countries before they make the long trek to our southern border or to any border. So those three things Lindsey Graham thinks he can get Democratic support on, and he thinks that at least in the short term, those three things could make a difference, because right now people know how to work our system and they're coming here in droves because they figured out the magic key to get in. So those ideas were floated on Wednesday. On Thursday, President Trump held a press conference at the White House. He gave a speech in the Rose Garden and essentially laid out his plan, which is much deeper, it's bigger, it's more change than the three items that are kind of proposed by Lindsey Graham. This is a plan that was put together by Jared Kushner. Jared said he worked with Republicans and Democrats to put together a non-political plan that would call for an overhaul of our immigration system and laws, and basically try to put us in line with what Canada and Australia are doing, which is more of a merit-based system. So you'd up the amount of people that you would allow in, but you would assign people points based on what they have. You'd also redo the asylum system, as Lindsey Graham has talked about, so that it's easier for people really in need of help to apply for asylum in their own country and come here instead of coming to our border and camping out for months on end until they can get into the immigration court. So two big plans, both met with mixed reviews. I think we've said this a million times. It's unfortunate that immigration turns political every time, but it seems that it does, because it really shouldn't be. This should be something fundamental that we, as a country, just try to figure out something. It may not be perfect, but a better way to improve a system that's already broken. And whether or not they'll be able to get support, I think it's a long shot for the White House. I just sadly don't believe that really can happen, especially a year before people go to the polls to vote. But I think the effort is out there, and at least it's a starting point for conversation so that we can try to figure out if it's something appropriate to implement in the country at some point.
I have a question. If you're in a country, and it could be any country, it doesn't necessarily need to be in South America, but it, that's where most of these migrants are coming from. So if you're in a country where the situation is dire and you need to get out, how are you supposed to file for asylum in a country that obviously isn't going to help you do that? Because those types of regimes never let people just go to an embassy, fill out some paperwork, and then hang out and wait for an answer for asylum. So that's it. That when I heard that, I was kind of like, okay, that's probably not going to work.
It's a good question, but I think it would be part of the humanitarian aid that we provide all of these countries. So I do think that that was addressed. I'll have to look it up and see exactly how that would work. It's going to be more infrastructure. It's going to be more government regulation, certainly on our part, because you're right. A lot of times
you know what I mean, right?
If you're you can't go through.
Yeah. And then you have to stay in the country and right. wait. Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
I'm all talked out on this. Frankly, I am.
I don't think I've ever heard you say that about any topic.
I just think that it's okay. We got another idea for overhaul. I would like to think that there was more to say, and certainly there is more to do. But can we? Jennifer sort of summed it up in the last few words there. The election is going to stymie all of this stuff because that's just where we are politically. The resolve with the voters. Or the resolve with the people who are responsible for electing. Maybe there is, I don't know, I feel washed out when it comes to this. Overhauling the immigration system is something that we've talked about for years and years and years. I remember being on this, not necessarily when Reagan was the president, but certainly during the Clinton years.
No, this actually started with Reagan. This is how long we've been
talking
about that.
Yeah, but
yeah, you're right.
I remember me engaging. Yeah, it's been that long since the 1980s. And so whether there's enough of a change here, whether the proposal is going to work, I actually think it's not a bad idea, frankly. The merit, at least it's a starting point, a conversation. Here I said it was talked out, maybe I'm not. But it just is, it's exhausting to spend this much time on this stuff and have there be so much resistance to anything based not on facts and figures, not on anything except political dalliance. So,
the only other thing that I question about the plan from what I read, I think merit-based is fine, and I have no problem with that, and I think we obviously need to vet people better than that we're letting in, and I'm not a fan of chain migration. Okay. I don't really believe in that. I think, there are a lot of things that I think there are people on the left who are reasonable, not like the crazy, crazy far left Bernie Sanders people, but there are a lot of people in the Democratic Party who also, my dad is an immigrant. My dad is in favor of people coming here and doing it the right way like he did. Yeah. There are a lot of sensible people on both sides of the aisle. I think we're just only hearing from the extreme loud voices, and that's really unfortunate. But one of the only things that I kind of thought was a bit of a sticking point, merit-based is fine. And we want educated and we want people with skills and things like that. If we don't allow, though, for a contingent of laborers and people who want to be landscape assistants, I grew up at the racetrack. If we don't have people from South America who work at the racetrack and walk the horses and stuff, they're not exactly people who are going to be passing a written SAT exam, but those are essential people. The restaurant is skilled.
One of the items that gets you in here immediately, and Doug would know about this, is having a sponsor, basically. So having a person that's already going to give you a job. And what's really funny to note, I know you mentioned Bernie Sanders. He's the only one that actually is for some sort of immigration change. It amazes me. Every other candidate, including Joe Biden, who voted for a fence or a wall or whatever he voted for back in 2006 and said we need to throw a wall up at the border, they've now started to backtrack, saying that we need to have more of an open border system. The only one who doesn't say that is Bernie Sanders, which is hilarious.
Is so bizarre.
Well,
I know.
It just shows you how politically weak. There are no stars and stripes here. It's all about politics. It's winning, and it's not about fixing the problem. It's like being an adult. Can we be an adult? Can the politicians act like adults? Can some of the people who have these various ideas, good and bad, take a position that makes it sound like we have an adult conversation going on here instead of this nonsense?
We have Twitter wars and back and forth and name-calling. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And so people get a headache thinking about, I got some interesting feedback from the conversation we had yesterday about the news, what really is the news, what constitutes the news, and how we get the news. As it turns out, the fellow at Hofstra University, I didn't know this, who is one of the professors of journalism there, listens. I met the fellow when we did. Remember when we had, as a matter of fact, you guys all like to laugh about it. First time I met you, Victoria,
mm-hmm.
when we were driving around the car.
In my not green dress.
Bohannon and I were driving around. You were following us.
Yes.
Anyway, that I don't
in
know
a circle,
if you remember.
Yes.
Remember meeting the fellow that was there, one of the professors of journalism that was at the Talkers Convention. And so he follows the program and thought that our discussion was something that you don't hear, and that's I like to pride myself on what we do here not being what you can hear someplace else. Why would you bother to listen if you can hear it somewhere else? But the point is that the news and the impact, the real impact, the real effect, the real tragedy here is that the real story isn't being told. The real news gets lost in all of this baloney. And some of it is so about Trump and isn't even about the merits. It's just because these people don't like Trump or they want to get him out of whatever it is they don't like. It clouds their decision. It clouds their judgment. I thought it was interesting this week that the Office of Government Ethics tweeted that the president had submitted his annual financial disclosure report. The report last year covered 2017, showed the president's business generated about $453 million in revenue. His assets were worth about $1.5 billion. The report also disclosed the president reimbursed his former attorney Michael Cohen for $250,000. The filing didn't specify what expense Cohen was reimbursed for. Okay, so where does that go? It goes for, is another discussion of Stormy Daniels in order?
At least it was on the forum. You know what a bad scene it would have been if it wasn't on the forum?
Right. What wasn't on the forum?
The disclosure of the amount of money that was paid back.
Yeah.
Did he ever admit that he actually paid off Stormy Daniels? I mean, we all know he did, but did he admit it?
He says he gave it to Michael Cohen, that was his money to do whatever he was going to do. You know, he said that the claims were that a lot of these stories would come in and they would just pay him off to make him go away, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. There's a great way of, there's the Trump report, the America report, whatever, sometimes hand in hand, on the DJV program with Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, the MyPillow gang is here. We all have our MyPillows. Do you have your MyPillows? You got problems sleeping? Your pillows go flat? Jennifer loves to talk about how she fluffs up her MyPillow, supports her neck all night long and her head. You don't want to wake up with a sore neck. You don't want to wake up with a headache. You don't want to wake up feeling rah. So feel woo rather than rah. How do you like that? That's a good. I like that.
Very convincing.
Yeah.
Is it? As is that remark. Very
feel
good.
Woo.
Woo. Right.
Like
Mike Lindell is the fellow who came up with my pillows and come up with a whole lot of other stuff in the last 15, 20 years. He's the inventor of the MyPillow, the CEO of MyPillow, and the one who is responsible for giving you the opportunity right now to get these pillows made right here in the United States. If you, for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com, you'll get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99. Pretty good at math, I am, right? Half of $69.98 is
$34.99. Pretty
close
math you are.
I know. I am, right.
Yoda.
I know. Yoda. Yoda sleeps with my pillow, too.
I am.
Right. So do what Yoda does. Go to MyPillow.com and get the lowest price ever offered on this program available. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98. With the promo code DJV, $69.98 at MyPillow.com. Hurry up. Let's get at it. You want to sleep like Yoda? Then act like Yoda. Take to the computer now to go to MyPillow.com.
C Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, Hemp FX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or Donna Garland at yahoo.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the movie.
Oh.
What do you think? Elton John and his pal Bernie Taupin, who have been writing lyrics and music together for decades, got a new song, new disco song, which you're listening to, I'm Gonna Love Me Again, for the upcoming soundtrack to the movie Rocket Man. It's all about Elton John. Let's listen to this. As Victoria said, contains both of them. The star, Elton.
Taryn's singing right now.
And Taryn, who's playing him in the movie Rocket Man, that came out yesterday, will appear on the Rocket Man music from the motion picture LP or whatever it is, the CD, just a drop. What is it? Is it a little of everything? What
exactly. How they it'll release? Be digital, it'll be CD, it'll be everything.
Yeah. Comes out next week. Soundtrack features the reinterpreting of nearly two dozen of Elton's most iconic hits to help support the film's narrative. This would be very all music from the 70s. And then this song, I'm Gonna Love Me Again, plays over the movie's closing credits. So what do we think of this, ladies?
I think it's fun.
Okay. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. I like Taryn's voice. He sounds like a young Elton. Like, yeah. Genuinely. He doesn't sound like he's doing an impersonation. He sounds really good.
That's why I like this part of the song better, because Elton at this point sounds, you know, he sounds a little older, a little crusty.
Careful!
Oh, boy. I'm proud.
But I like it. I think it's fun.
I think he and I are the same age, aren't we?
I said he sounded a little old. I didn't say that you sound old.
No, I just got a little crusty. I was just careful about the age thing. 26 after the hour on the DJV show. Okay, I'll move from being a sensitive new age guy to focusing once again for about the third time this week on the Bones. They have announced a rescheduled North American tour with new dates. Yep, bones are ready to hit the road again. Mick had a heart procedure, which proved two things. That he could fix what nobody thought he had. That's a nice thing. They have dates scheduled kicking off in Chicago of the No Filter Tour. I think I quipped yesterday it was about the cigarettes that they smoke. After postponing the tour because Nick, thank you, Derek, because Mick, who is 75, by the way, had a heel up his heart. All 17 dates have been reshuffled around. The Stones now gearing up to launch on June 21st in the Windy City. And then they'll move across North America, wrapping up at the Hard Rock in Miami at the end of August. So the tickets that you have purchased for the original dates going to be honored on the rescheduled dates. No need for you to exchange their tickets. Just show up whenever they're going to be in your community and be all set. Let's see. There's one new date, I think, at the Superdome in New Orleans. That's July 14th. Tickets on sale next week or a week. When is it? 31st? That's 2 weeks from yesterday. We're already talking about the end of May. Mick proved that he was ready to rock this week when he posted a video in which he's doing one of his vigorous dance routines in a studio. This is one of my favorite Stones tunes of many. Crank this up, Kara, will you please? I love that part. What do you mean? All right, I could go on tour with these guys anytime. 28 past the hour. Don't overplay your part, please.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, I started to feel Joint Formula 14 working about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief, Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines at this hour at the White House, President Trump outlining his immigration plan, which includes immigrants learning English and taking a civics test.
A big proportion of those immigrants must come in through merit and skill.
In other news, New York City Mayor Progressive Bill de Blasio announcing he's running for president. President Trump tweeting about it, saying the Dems are getting another beauty to join their group. Bill de Blasio of New York City, considered the worst mayor in the U.S. He is a joke, capital letters. But if you like high taxes and crime, he's your man. New York City hates him, exclamation point.
I can't believe it. I just heard that the worst mayor in the history of New York City, and without question, the worst mayor in the United States, is now running for president. It will never happen. I'm pretty good at predicting things like that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour, Doug Steffen here with a good day. For those of you who are waking up this morning and your first thought is of having an organic banana, yes, it is very difficult to find organic bananas. You are correct.
Really?
Yeah, hard to find organic.
I find them at Whole Foods.
I've been eating them all week.
All the time.
Really? I can't find them here.
They're maybe at my Stop and Shop store, too.
Stop and Shop has them?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, my.
It's interesting how different parts of the country have access to certain things.
Yes, yeah. That's very true. Jennifer, you're so sage.
Right?
It's great. Jennifer Sage, Victoria Keelan, a.k.a. Smarty.
Uh-oh.
And
Kara
Schoen. All right, let's go.
Sparky?
Sparky. I could be, well, better than being a crusty old whatever Kara calls me. Yeah.
Crusty curmudgeon.
I wasn't even talking about you, but okay. Always got to make it about yourself. But all right.
Well, if you're making it about the four of us anyway. Victoria, would you like to take the lead here?
Sure. How about a Brexit
pass.
Update?
What'd you say, Jennifer?
Pass.
Jen can take it.
Hard pass.
Okay. Somebody do something
update?
Here, or you leave it to me, and I'll take over.
No,
and
don't do that. I was
we'll talk about bananas.
Go, yeah. Victoria, go. It's okay.
Okay, a Brexit update. So apparently there isn't much of an update, and that's kind of the official word that's coming from England.
British Prime Minister.
British Prime Minister Theresa May and the opposition Labour Party have completely broken down talks. The Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn said that the negotiations have gone as far as they can go. They're unable to bridge important policy gaps. And so this last round of talks has actually lasted for 2 months. And so in essentially what's going to happen now, there's going to be another vote in the in early June. This will be the fourth time Theresa May brings her Brexit plans to the lawmakers. It has already failed 3 times. Unless something major changes in her plan, it's expected to fail again. She also confirmed this week that she's going to outline a timeline for her departure. So after the June vote is held, she's leaving regardless of the outcome of the vote. So I think the writing's on the wall. She's not going to be able to make Brexit happen. And Britain is currently scheduled to leave the EU on October 31st. They've twice delayed this. So the Labour Party, essentially, there's a big part of the pro-Remain party, or the wing of the Labour Party. They want to do a second British referendum, and they want everyone to vote once again. And yeah. I think that's what I've been saying that I would push for as well. I think that people voted for this and then realized, oh, we didn't know everything we were voting for.
Yeah,
and I think if they do a national vote again, I don't think that Brexit is going to pass.
No.
Certainly not in its current state. I do think that there are a lot of people who, though, want better control over their borders, and that's kind of where all Brexit began. Now, cut over to Ireland, and the whole idea of Brexit has caused a lot of chaos between the North and the Republic of Ireland.
Where did I feel it when I was there?
Yeah,
really
people don't... You know, Ireland has really calmed down, and now we're starting to see the IRA is back, and there's car bombings again. I mean, this is just... It's really gotten out of hand, and I think that everyone kind of wants this to just be over now. Either they come up with a plan and they leave, or they don't. And this has been dragging on for, what, 2 years? They've been talking about this?
It sort of is a reflection a bit. We were talking last half hour about not getting it done here. Well, they really can't get it done there either. And the problem, if you can believe it or not, is more severe there. And that's why Brexit, as you correctly pointed out, Victoria, that's why it took place in the first place. Mm-hmm. Because the immigrants are just streaming in like ants out of an anthill and taking jobs, and the people are getting ticked about it. And plus, they can't drive anywhere anymore. The civility and the beauty of what I love about England, having been there 100 times, literally, is, well, in my mind, I think I certainly am an Anglophile. It just is no fun to get off the plane at Heathrow and try to fight your way in the traffic, at least just to get the hell out of London. And that's the traffic. But then the other things that come about are being able, the same things here annoying them, and they've been much more reasonable, if that's the word you want to use, about understanding the differences, the norm, because of the old British Empire. A lot of people come from various places in the old empire, and they don't speak English as well. There aren't many of them that have come from the Middle East. I think that's where the intolerance, or where they draw the line.
Well, and also, London's had a lot of terror attacks, and they haven't been, like, you know, bombing a building and things like that.
That goes back to the
80s. But a lot of, you know, kind of grassroots knife attacks. The knife attacks in London have just been insane, the number. Prince Harry has talked about it. Prince William's talked about it. It's just been, and I think, you know, when you live in London, the people are just, they're fed up with that. Yeah. So I think that stirred up a lot of the desire for Brexit, or a Brexit. So, they have to deal with that. If they're going to remain in the EU, they're going to have to figure out how to control that type of stuff, and controlling who goes through their borders. So they're going to have to come up with something within the EU. But I don't know that the EU has been all that cooperative. They've certainly been patient, because they've allowed them to delay to push it back
Not
twice.
Not that cooperative in stemming.
But I don't. Yeah, I don't,
they're happy
right.
to get rid of them and get them to send them. Interesting reflection as I sit here and you tell the story. In 1988, 89, 90, in there for 3 years or so, a lady in my life was a South African, and she lived in England. And she had a flat in East London by the wharf. And I remember one night sitting in the bathtub in her flat, and a bomb blew. The bomb, one of the, we're talking about all the disruption and the stuff that was going on in the 80s. I'm sitting in the bathtub, and the house shakes at its core, and the whole neighborhood. So look out the window, there's this huge explosion right up the street. And that typified what was going on. That's what made me just think what you just said, Victoria, about all of the bombings and stuff that went on. It started in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
And then after that, the East London is where the financial district is. And I can remember the next day, I'd been going to England since the early 70s. I never, ever saw a Bobby with a gun. Never. You never saw a Bobby with a gun. And the next day, when we were driving through the city to go someplace, there were machine guns and AK-40. The police were out there with everything you can imagine because of what had happened.
Yeah.
So, anyway. But it was even the water in the bathtub splashed over. It was that kind of...
Jeez.
That, yeah. Today, boys and girls, is Endangered Species Day. Congress of the U.S. created Endangered Species Day back in 2006 with the adoption of Senate Resolution 431. This resolution encouraged the people of the U.S. to become educated about and aware of threats to various species. They've also had a lot of stories, success stories in species recovery and the opportunity to promote species conservation around the country and around the world. This day is for learning why it's important to protect endangered species, for learning how to take part in protection efforts, and for celebrating species that have recovered as a result of these efforts. Every year, events are held on the day and all over. Actually, this is Endangered Species Month. Go to any zoo or a park or aquarium, museum, wildlife refuge places, schools, botanical gardens, and you'll hear a conversation about it. All the conservationists like to talk about the species, the recovery of species. Gray wolf is in that group, the gray whale, grizzly bear, whooping crane, what they call the bird, the warbler, Kirtland's warbler. How many different kind of warblers are there?
I don't know. I'm not a bird talking. Expert.
Yeah, yeah. It's a tough one.
I'm not one who is. I play captain. I'm not Captain Curmudgeon, but I play the dissenter in that. Well, there's a certain thing, you know, we talk about what's natural and what isn't. Mankind is natural. It is of nature that we are created from nature. That's what sustains us. We are what we eat and all that stuff. We ashes to ashes. We come from this planet. The core of the planet is our nature. Our nature is the core of the planet is probably the better way of putting it. And so as part of nature, what has been done, people blame humanity for the species problems, so many species, there are millions of species of whatever on the planet, whether it's bugs or whether it's beings, there are lots of species of lots of things. And over the course of the planet, people who have studied our planet have encountered and have noted that there have been many species. I suppose the silliest example, or maybe the greatest one, is the demise of the dinosaur that happened with a natural event. The Earth was struck by a huge meteor, and the dust that came from it blanketed the planet and killed everything that lived. So that was a natural thing. Is the I don't know if I want to make an argument out of it, but I think food for thought here is that we are of nature. Mankind is of nature, and thus what happens while we are here, for whatever time we are here on the planet, is of nature. So I don't get all worked up about endangered species, frankly.
We can tell.
Okay, so I don't have to say anything else about it. It's good, though, to note it, because I think it's a good opportunity educationally, especially in schools, if there's any collaborative effort going on among the various departments, there's a great opportunity in science and history and writing to look at all these things and maybe learn a little from it and put the various disciplines together. All right, that's my thought on that. Quick sports note. This is not, I don't know if it's really a sports note. I saw this, I was looking at what was going on in the world of baseball, because that's my, if I have a favorite sport, that's it. Although last night it was somebody, I went to pick up a stove for the guys, and the fellow who was there could hardly wait for me to get out of his yard because he wanted to go in and watch the Bruins game. So I found myself listening in the
truck.
Did the Bruins win last night?
I think they did, right?
Did they? Yeah.
Not sure.
So anyway,
watched some of the games.
Yes, they have.
One of the players for the Cubbies, a veteran utility man named Ben Zobrist. Somebody, probably nobody knows who he is. He's been on the team, but he wasn't on the team and hasn't been on for the last couple of weeks because he's going through a divorce. He took a leave.
He was the MVP a few years ago, actually.
Yeah. He has initiated a divorce from his wife, Juliana. And if you look at the Cook County court documents, he filed for legal separation saying that his wife, quote, has been guilty of inappropriate marital conduct. Which I thought was an interesting way of putting it. I've never seen that before. That's why I brought it up. Inappropriate marital conduct. Which,
what does that mean? I mean, I guess every state is different. Yeah, well,
yeah.
That doesn't really count in most states anymore. So
no.
Maybe in Illinois it does still.
Yeah.
Adultery is grounds for divorce. It's not in any other state, but not in many at least.
All right, so Jennifer, what do we have on TV tonight? And any highlights of the weekend would be appreciated as well.
Sure. If you have royal fever, well, then you want to go to CBS tonight and watch Meghan and Harry Plus One. This is at 8 o'clock on CBS. It is hosted by Gail King, and she talks about the love story between Meghan and Harry. She goes through Windsor. She looks at all sorts of artifacts from the starts of their relationship. That's on CBS tonight, and it's brand new at 8 o'clock, followed by CBS Sunday Morning No Exit about America's traffic woes. It's a special CBS Sunday Morning report on Friday evening. I know you can talk about traffic and cry. Hawaii Five-O also has their season 9 finale. That's tonight at 10 o'clock. Tonight on ABC, you've got a new Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at 2020 as well at 9 o'clock. Dynasty is new tonight. Also a redo if you're behind in Paradise Hotel. They're trying to get you back into it on Fox on Friday night at 8. Blacklist is new tonight, followed by a new Dateline NBC. And that's about does it for tonight. Over the weekend, Game of Thrones. That's the big story. On Sunday, series finale on HBO.
I'm still hooked on Blacklist. I think it's fantastic stories are told in there. It's not as violent as it was. I objected a couple of seasons ago to the violence. But it's now back to the story between the character Megan Boone plays, who is related somehow or other to the character that Spader plays. But he's so good.
He is good.
He's
great at
fabulous.
Playing a weirdo.
Yeah, he is.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I love Spader.
He really is. Yep. Here's something else that's awesome. An opportunity for you to get rid of all those stains from drinking wine, Jennifer. Although Jennifer's teeth are beautiful. If you drink coffee, Jennifer.
tea, Jennifer.
Yeah, tea, what? Jennifer. Right, yeah. Jennifer.
I'm in a lot of trouble.
Not, yeah, you are. But I'm going to fix it for you. Power swabs. Power swabs, power swabs. Whiter teeth help you look younger. Stains are removed, not covered up. That's the important thing. And they're not taking away the enamel, just taking away the stains. Want the deal? Call 800-208-1797. Order power swabs, half price using the DJV code, and clean up your teeth so they are beautiful and you're proud of your white smile. Again, it's very inexpensive. It's a great way to whitening your teeth. Let's get together. Call 800-208-1797 for power swabs right now, please, while you're thinking about it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains. Right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Please pay attention now to what's on the radio if you're a technologist. 53 past the hour, time for our overview of the top five tech stories of the week that affect you, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here to start at number five.
Well, it's all about Trader Joe's, and you wouldn't necessarily think of tech news and Trader Joe's together. However, people who love Trader Joe's are going to really love this news.
America's number one supermarket, you know.
It was recently voted, America's favorite. Yeah, it's not necessarily number one in terms of, you know, number of stores and things like that.
You're right.
But favorite,
that's a better word.
Absolutely. And so the news is that Trader Joe's has launched their own YouTube channel, and this is for fans nationwide to enjoy all things Trader Joe's. They have different categories like recipes, where you can actually find. They partnered up with Bon Appetit magazine, and so you can see the editors of Bon Appetit making recipes with ingredients that you can buy at Trader Joe's. There's a section called How It's Made, so if you want to get the scoop on how Trader Joe's makes some of your favorite products or where they source them from, that's where that is. And then they've got a whole new section of all of their new products. So this is kind of all their home goods stuff, like scented candles and laundry stuff and all the kind of cooler things that they're branching out into. And so this is it's one of those things where Trader Joe's, yet again, is, I think they just are like Target. They're so smart. They know their audience. They know their customers. And the YouTube channel is gaining in popularity.
There it is. Number four, as we count to number one of the most popular, most important items this week from the world of technology, is this. I listened yesterday on NPR to a discussion of this facial recognition thing, which it was very, very enlightening as to how it really is anti the First Amendment, anti the Fourth Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And so San Francisco is banning the use, and maybe when people think about it, they ought to maybe be thinking the same, not that all of us
very often think the same way as the people live in San Francisco, but this is a serious, incursion, if it's the right word, into our privacy.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what San Francisco says. So they've become the first U.S. city to ban facial recognition technology. So the city agencies, law enforcement, no one is going to be allowed to use it. We're not sure yet if that will include the airport at San Francisco, because a lot of airports are going to be installing facial recognition technology so that eventually you'll be able to basically board the plane with you just using that technology. So they say that the city departments will have to get approval from the Board of Supervisors before they purchase any surveillance technology, which includes license plate readers, body cameras, biometrics technology, among all the other things. Well, and facial recognition technology, which I'm sure you heard in the coverage of on NPR, it's incredibly racially inaccurate. And so basically anyone with darker complexion, it doesn't work. And so that's a big problem.
As facetious as it sounds, as stupid as it sounds, would be, oh, you people look alike. In terms of facial recognition, yes, that was part of the discussion.
Yeah.
You can't really focus in. Dark skin doesn't do well with facial recognition for whatever the reason. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number three, this new study out that shows the risks of all the rideshare vehicles. Wow, listen to this if you haven't heard it.
Yep. Apparently, when you get into an Uber or a Lyft, it has so many germs that you may want to bring some antibacterial wipes with you, that the average Uber and Lyft vehicle has 219 times as many germs as the average taxi cab. This is across the country. This is not just in one city. Taxi cabs, the reason that they're cleaner, even though Doug doesn't believe it, but they are actually are cleaned regularly. And so they say that an Uber...
The cabs I get in are... Ugh.
Well, some are bad, yeah. But the Uber and Lyft cars have more than 35,000 times the germs that the average toilet seat has. So you've been warned.
Yeah, good God. Number two here, Microsoft is in the focus.
Microsoft is warning users of their older versions of Windows, which we believe includes you, Doug, to urgently apply a Windows update to protect against a potential widespread attack. So if you are using Windows XP and Windows 7, make sure that you do an update immediately, because this is a big, big, wormable malware. It can spread. It can ruin your computer. It can take all your data. And on the worst part of it, it can also put you up for ransom. So essentially, you'll have to pay a hacker to get your own computer back. So do the update immediately.
All right. Number one, WhatsApp.
Yep, the WhatsApp also has a huge cybersecurity breach, and the WhatsApp, which is used by 1.5 billion people around the world, WhatsApp is saying this is affecting iPhone and Android devices. If you have the WhatsApp app on your phone, do an update immediately as well. This has been breached. It's not good. You can either delete it or just make sure you do the proper update. Also, make sure your operating system is updated as well.
Excellent report. Victoria Keelan here. Top five tech stories of the week. 59.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.